Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Busch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Bowles. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Bowles. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGee. Moses reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Curtwright moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGee. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Curtwright scores. Appling moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lopat moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowles covering, for the out. Lopat moves to third. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-1 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is hit by the pitch. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Charlie Bowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Connolly now pitching. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Hall applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estalella hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Busch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Bill Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kurtwright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Kurt Wright moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Moses scores. Kurt Wright moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Connolly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck strikes out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lopat hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Mueller pinch hits for Orris Hockett. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Mueller now playing center field. Danny Reynolds now playing shortstop. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly is hit by the pitch. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Connolly moves to second. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGee. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cuccinello moves to third. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lopat hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 3 in the game. Estalella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mueller. Estalella reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Estalella moves to third. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Estalella scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Curtwright hits a line drive into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bush hits a fly ball towards center. Mueller settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mueller. Mayo Smith pinch hits for Bill Connolly. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bush moves to third. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it and throws to second for the out. Bush scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 4 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into center field. Mueller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mueller. Hall scores. Peck moves to third. McGee moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peck scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.